What is up? What is growing on? What's going on, Scotty? This is Wake and Bake America. Cannabis news, culture, and entertainment. How you hanging?
I'm good, man. I'm actually medium. I think I might be coming down with the sniffles, sir. No?
Yes, they do. It can be sniffly time of the season as far
so
as...
So I have isolated in my own booth here, you know what I mean? So I can't share any germs with anybody. And I'll be here for another 21 days.
Well, I got the content today for what's going on. I'll take the lead. You can just sit back and comment and tate and listen to my stories. Today, what we're going to be talking about, one DDC producer chiming in. What do you do when a plumber needs to come into your grow space? This could be a quick
call trick my question, dad by the plumber, way. Man. He'll just take a cut.
Nice. And this past weekend, guys, I was on a 4-day weekend mushroom workshop, me and the wife. It was really interesting. It was everything from culinary to medicinal to microdosing workshop. Being around a bunch of like-minded people, it was a very powerful weekend and wanted to share it with the DGC. So I got some good talk up on that. And in the news, we had a recent, what do they call the elections down there in the States? Is it midterms? Like, because it's halfway through how long a president stays in office. Is that how it works?
Yeah.
I believe there's 5 states up for different degrees of cannabis legalization, and only 2. We have in the news, Maryland legalized recreational marijuana. And then this one doesn't tie into the election, but I like this one. This is positive. You found this one. New cannabis entertainment district being developed in Kansas City metro area.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we'll talk about it here. This episode brought to you by realgrowers.com. Guys, get yourself some recharge grow dots if you are growing your own dank. Make growing easier. If you want grow dots or recharge, hook it up in Canada. dudesworld.ca. Hot Irie Genetics. I got some Fem seeds. Check out dudesworld.ca/Irie. You want Irie Genetics and all the pros, man. But with your dollars before you're shopping for your grow, go to dudegrows.com/pros. We can build everything you need from fabulous equipment from AC Infinity Lighting with Horticulture Lighting Group. Genetics from seeds here now. Discount codes for all of it at dudegrows.com/pros. And let's not forget the DGC producers. On board, you take it, Scotty. I know you're not super energized, but...
No, I did want to say, man, shout out to Real Growers Recharge, but shout out to Banner. Banner has worked for months trying to deal with Amazon or dealing with Amazon and just trying to get our 8 ounces back for sale there. And it has been just ridiculous where you're dealing with AI. You can't figure out... Nothing makes sense. So after just persistence, months of persistence, we actually got the 8 ounces back on Amazon Prime. So a half advertisement for Real Growers, but a half just, man, stoner persistence from Banner, man. Big respect, brother. Thank you.
Takes a certain type of mind.
It does. I don't have it. I think that's what drove Guru crazy. Was Amazon. And I kind of mean that, man. You have that as a job where you have to do that all the time. It's not fun.
You don't get it like a sales rep that sends you a fruit basket once a year for your business and has their personal number? Hey, if you have any trouble with your Amazon account, give me a call.
No, they just go, please. what was it? Your product is a pesticide. No, it's actually not a pesticide. Well, we need your EPA pesticide registration number. Well, we don't have one because we're not a pesticide. Please set out an action plan and forward it to the Amazon team. I don't understand. You know what I mean? It's like, we haven't got your action plan yet. It's unbelievable, man. So shout out to Banner for actually navigating that stuff.
Hell yeah. I'm sitting here like looking, we're recording a little bit later in the afternoon today, thinking about, man, how much I dislike... I'm just going to have to get up a lot earlier. This shit that getting dark at 4:30 right now this time of year is really cutting into a lot of my time.
Yeah, what is that? Nice guy Kenny is from Florida, and he's like, it's 5 o'clock, and it's fucking dark out, man. That does cramp your style.
A little bit. But today, let's talk about... we didn't... DDC producers, man. I'm going to start it off here. I'm going to shout out to Chauncey. Chauncey... Gardinier?
I don't know. I was hoping you would get that one. Gardinier. I like it. It's fire in the disco. Fire at the Taco Bell, homie.
No. Oh. I'll take Smitty's Dank 420 and LARP Night Rises. And dudegrows.com/support is where you can see how these producers are benefiting from supporting the show and joining the DGC Discord. The extra content every week, guys, I've been putting up content for my grow. I just put up a nice 5-6 minute long video doing the grow tent updates, as well as the benefits. Scotty's Real Growers, 30% off seeds here now, hooking up deals, free seeds, hella deals. So dudegrows.com/support, get that good warm fuzzy feeling of making this show happen, man. You guys have been there for a long time as producers, even back in the day when we lost PayPal, which is our complete payroll.
Right.
You guys do take care. Yeah. Oh, you said right. Take care of this, man. There's definitely a team behind us. You heard Scotty just mentioned Banner. So yeah, much respect. Let's take it to these dank nugs. Two dank nugs today. I got Spanish by Lovin' in Her Eyes. And as posted by Blue Grooves, Smooth Moves. Are you familiar with, I know Lovin' in Her Eyes has been on the show. Are you familiar with the Spanish Moon strain?
Absolutely. She has hooked me up with a couple jars of it. It is delicious. It tastes like really good weed. Okay.
All right, so let's see. What's up, DGC? Got my Spanish Moon ladies coming down in 5 days. Been growing in Pro Mix with Gaia Green. When anybody says Gaia Green, probably Canadian grower, guys. Popular up here. Yeah. And worm castings with once a week recharge. And I do not know how to pronounce this.
Quillada.
I believe it's...
What do you got, Grambo?
I believe it is pronounced...
Quillada.
Quillada. No way. Two L's is a Y, man.
The YouTube lady, Emma Sayings, disagrees, guys.
Huh.
All right. They're Quillada Saponins from Vildesville. What the heck? I'm not familiar with Quillada Saponins.
I'm familiar. The Quillada Saponins, it's a wood saponin and inhibits growth of pathogenic fungi, nematodes, or, you know, in ornamental plants, tropical. I'm trying to read this. It's a new active ingredient that's extracted from the wood and bark of the soap bark tree, also known as Quillada Saponini. The end-use product is intended to inhibit the growth of pathogenic fungi and nematodes in ornamental plants, food crops, and turf grass. Interesting stuff. Leave it to old Jeremy of Build the Soil to have some innovative.
Say, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out. He got some unique ingredients like that. He goes out of his way to source some of that shit. Very cool. So it says, this is my second round with these ladies, and I have clones for the third round already in veg. I seem to have the flow down and get a half pound every 3 months from a 2x4 flower tent,
winning,
2x3 veg, and a 2x2 mom and propagation tent. Three tents, guys. Got that. 2x4 for the flower, 2x3 for the veg, and 2x2 for the mom and propagation tent. Thanks to the DDC for helping me along the journey. Nice, dude.
So it's awesome.
Half pound every 3 months. So can you do the quick math? How much?
Yeah, it's 2 pounds a year.
All right. Thank you.
Holy shit. I'll hold on to the money, man. All right.
Right on, Blue Groove. Smooth Moves. We've got one more dank nug here in from G-Bay Genetics Harvest 2022. A little outdoor tour here.
Oh, hell yeah.
How do I say it, DGC, other than we did it again? I've had my ear to the podcast a hot minute, always soaking up that grower knowledge and support. I will admit I have not been as active around here as I should, but I started my own welding business and had the outdoor to tend to as well, so I was a bit busy, but not too busy now to write this post. Right on, man. Thanks for the post, G-Bay. Says, well, excellent. Hanging out with my good friend Rasufa on Discord.
Right on.
He informed me that, yo, that's what I'm talking about, Discord, guys. It's sick, man. There's a lot of shit going on over there. He reminded me that he rallied you fellows for a little swag to be sent up here to Canada for this Northern DGC member. I probably have the most DGC hats north of the border. Maybe Terp Darmigan has me beat. Not sure. Love it, Canadian DGC. Because I'd like to take a minute to show a few pics of my backyard beauties. I have a legal medicinal garden in my yard. I put a 6-foot chain link right down the center and turned half the yard into a cannabis garden. Having the dreaded. What's that?
It's amazing that you can do that. It's so cool.
It helps having a dreaded wife that works at a dispensary to boot. I grew garlic cookies, GMO, jelly bean, Girl Scout cookies, Banana Mac, Tropical Kush, blueberry and a strain I'm working on. I call G Berry. Hell yeah, dude. Look at this.
I like it.
Cheers, Scotty Dude, Banner, and Grambo. Your friend and Northern DGC member, G-Bay Genetics. Grateful again for all the DGC does for helping me to get another successful harvest of 90 mason jars filled.
Tight work. Whoa, 90.
Dude, looking good. I love seeing cannabis plants grow outside. I mean, I love seeing them in a grow room, but when you see outside and then you see the sun coming down, you see a fence, somebody else's yard.
Yep. It's the way it should be.
Normalized. Cool. Guys, get your dank nugs up. We'll be hooking up some more seeds on and off, and love to check out what everybody's doing. We're going to get into a couple of things here with what you're smoking on. And then I've kind of been liking with my segment what we're smoking on. I'm featuring some cool smoking gear I run into. Sure. One that you guys know of, I'm going to shout out, or you're familiar with if you're listening to the show, is the Dynavap. Don't forget they got their new Dynavap out, the Dynavap B here. Dynavap B is their newer, well, it's a comeback, actually. It's their most affordable, easiest to use rig, and comes in, you can get it for like $40. Dynavap.com, and what they are, I didn't say to you guys, is dry herb vaping. It's like a one-y. You know, a lot of dry herb devices, battery-powered, plug-in, a little bit more of a commitment. This is a one-y, doesn't require any batteries or any shit. You can use it with a simple torch that they have on their site, or pimp out with the induction unit. The induction unit is what I have. It's a little bit more to get into, but that's where you just push your pen right into this induction unit. It heats it up and you hear the clicks. Take it out. She's ready to go. And if you haven't dry herb vaped, as far as not having the, can I say tar? I don't know if I'm right when I say not having the, I mean, obviously when I clean my bowl.
Absolutely, man. Tar. There's tar that comes from cannabis. Yeah.
I just didn't know if that was a proper.
So think about at the end of a joint. What's that stuff hanging off the end of a joint? At least a good greasy one.
So avoiding, you know, healthier token as well as the terps, man, and the flavors are excellent. So Dynavap.com, coupon code dude will hook you up. Now, what I do like is when I'm out in the quote field, like I was on this at this event down on the Long Island Peninsula of Washington. And
what does that Washington mean, State, man?
Do I?
There's a Long what? Island Sound and a Long Island Peninsula and a Long Island, and one of them's in New York, one of them's in Washington. Like, could life get any more fucking complicated, man?
Only one Long Island Peninsula in Washington State, my friend.
Is it at least there? A fucking Long Island, man? No, it's really short, man. We just call it that.
I believe it might have been Ian that had a pipe from this company. And shout out Sebastian, Chef Sebastian, for recommending. This is from Smoke Hair, I believe I'd say, HEIR.com. And these are made by a cool cat. And I have, this is just one of their products here. This is a hand pipe called the Trails Edition. And Grandma, you got to show this baby, because this is like the opposite of disposable or anything. This is a,
fuck is
like a spoon pipe. What?
Looks like something you would like cook soup in when you're camping, man.
I thought it was an old timey telephone.
Yeah. Well, it's packable. It's got the bowl that'll stay on. So what I like, I used to have the Scorpion pipe from, but it would Scorpion up. You could have a bowl. Is that big thing? And
yep.
You have your first really pack for going out and doing.
Look, I actually have one here, dude.
There you go. How doing about things that? Like, and those. Those are actually
this is waiting for you, man. This is waiting for you, dude, right here.
But this thing's solid, man. And it also has part of what Smoke Here does is they offer filters in their devices. They have a water bong as well. And in this pipe, there's a place for a filter. And if you scroll down, Grambo, to just the on the move animated picture, you'll see how it has the cap, a magnetic cap, and also has the little lanyard on that has a poker on it. And they don't have a picture of it in there, I don't think, but it has a filter. This guy's pipe had a filter at the event, too, and he pulled it out. And it's like, damn. He's like, yeah, all that shit isn't going into me. Like, so I'm kind of intrigued by the idea of having a pipe with a filter. Plus, Scotty, this is like, you call this like my style. This pipe has like a wooden like base part to it, and it's very fashionable. If you, it's a piece when you pull it out, people are probably going to ask questions about. So I plan on getting one.
That's $120, really cool, man.
What's up?
Is that U.S. or Canadian?
I don't balk at that price. I don't think I've bought nice glass pipes for, I don't know what mountainsides Matt Glass was for a nice tune. It was probably like 60 at least, if not a little more.
That's a piece of art, though. You know, it's somebody's art. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
No, 100%
it's on it. Looks cool.
Did you notice? Oh, you also notice in the picture below, the animated one in the background is some nice fresh mushrooms. Love it. Maybe a fellow forager out there.
Man, how quick will a filter get clogged? I mean, think about it. When I smoke a joint, I just use the weed as my filter. You know, but at the end, that joint is fucking greasy, right?
The weed as your filter. Love it.
Weed
is my filter. I'm learning more about these. The filter's replaceable. Obviously, eventually it would get too dirty and shit, but there's something satisfying about seeing a really dirty filter of what you know didn't go into your lungs. I mean, depending on your smoking volume, if you will. But yeah, I'll keep the DDC posted. And as always, man, I'll reach out and try and get a few for you DDC producers. And they're carbon filters. It looks like here, they're not that bad. Carbon filters, 80 pieces, $15. So, I mean, that's not too bad at all.
No, it's not bad at all. And this is very cool. I do wonder, cannabis is, like, has a lot of tar to it. I would imagine that filter would clog up pretty darn quick, no?
I'll try and get one before the Cowboy Cup. We'll do a field report.
Yeah.
And it's cool. I like things that say something about you, man. When you smoke with something like this, I don't know. Yeah. Do people's watches sometimes say something about them? Or
absolutely, man. Absolutely. I only smoke out of deer antler.
But that was my field report. Gonna check it out and shout out. So I love going out to events, man. I'm excited about the Cowboy Cup because you just get to see something like learning new people love to show off their devices and what they use. Like when you got what's the smallest one from Storrs and Bickel? Not the Plenty.
There's the Mighty.
Smaller than that.
The Mighty.
Mighty.
And I'm sorry, one. I believe the Crafty is even smaller than that. Yeah, they got some small stuff, but actually the one that I like, the Plenty. The Plenty is a good device, like a handheld volcano style device, man. It's fucking awesome, man. Storrs & Bickel make some good stuff.
All right, I got DDC producer comments here. As I encourage you guys, you DDC producers, when you want to get some stuff from Wake and Bake, you got some good comments, reach out to me, message me on Patreon. Let's do this. Let's hang out. Hence, producers. JPen87, very active DDC producer, sending me over news and everything. He had a plumber that needed to come into his grow space. Now, depending on where you're at, what you got going on, this could be a major issue or it could be nothing at all. Let me share JPen's experience. It says, hey, dude, figured I'd share my experience with you today having a plumber come into my basement where my grow is. So as he's working to clear the clogged main line that feeds the sewer system, he asked me about the tents. I explained that I grow my own for me and my family, mom, girlfriend, ex-wife, and more. I tipped him a couple different strains, told him about the DDC, and he seemed super pumped as he wants to start an indoor setup. Just something small, he said. I gave him my number and told him to message me anytime for help with his future project. Love this plant. Thank you again for all the knowledge and trying my best to pass it along and pay it forward. That's awesome because I know some people have been thinking like, shit, we've talked about on the show, hiding your grow. I've had this happen where the city had to come in and get into my crawl space to set up like the wireless meter reading. And that was scary because I had two full grow rooms going that I had to disguise and make look like a bunch of shit down there. But in this case, normalizing. And if you're somewhere legal, Sharon had another DGC producer that owned a portable dog grooming business and he ended up calling the dog. The dog's name was Max. Well, he's grooming it, and he ended up calling the dog Max Microbes because he listens to the show. And the owner's like, what the hell? Why would you call the dog Max Microbes? And he starts bullshitting about Dude Grow Show. And sure enough, the person's dog he was grooming is a grower. And they start talking grow. So it's so cool that not everywhere, but prohibition has fallen and this shit's happening. So I love it. Love it.
Absolutely.
Another comment here from Crazy Legs. Hello, long time listener. Reaching out today because I'm a grower of 2 years and have muscular dystrophy and I'm in a wheelchair. I have recently started a small Discord channel, Canna Capable. You got that, guys? I wanted to help out here. Crazy Legs has Canna Capable on Discord for growers in wheelchairs. And I've heard of various podcasts of yours about a few DDC members who also grow from wheelchairs. I would love to be able to invite them and any other DDC who roll like us to join. I'm technologically challenged, and that's why I'm reaching out through email. Any help is greatly appreciated. Keep up the great work. Crazy Legs. And the Discord again is called Canna Capable. Thanks for reaching out, Crazy Legs. Love to help out and being technologically challenged. Discord is intimidating, but and a little help from Soup the Gardener. Scotty, probably you feel the same. Like it for once you get it figured out, it's really not too bad to go through it.
Agreed.
But yeah, also feel free, Canna Cable or Crazy Legs, I should say, reach out to me on Patreon and we can get you hooked up with Soup too. If you need any help with that channel or any help on Discord, let's get that rolling.
And guys, definitely feel free to reach out to me as well on Instagram at Josh Grambo. Definitely reach out. I've got a good handle on Discord. That's super awesome. I love hearing that. So I would love to help out on my free time. Hit me up anytime, guys.
Seriously. Yeah. I would like to see or talk to you about how to grow in a wheelchair, how you do grow in a wheelchair. I promise not to turn it into a GrowDots commercial. Maybe. No, but I do wonder, hey, come on, you got to have specific techniques, man.
More than, yeah, everything. As far as getting in and out, I'm sure you're not working with big plants. You know, it's going to change the size plants you're working with. Maybe this is where, Scotty, when you say, I don't know about hydroponics or growing with water. When you don't have to deal with media, you might have some way, some decent setups, you know? So, very cool. Or
maybe fuck you in the TV right now going, fuck you, I can do whatever you do, man. I just do it from a wheelchair. So, I have no idea. That's why I'd like to talk to you.
Let's take it to what's going on, man. The meat and the potatoes of Wake and Bake. What's going on? You know what? It's produced by, I'm throwing some right in the top here, Smokey Lebowski, Reefer Tech. Okay, matched up. We got Lebowski on today. Wearing the Lebowski. Stony Hawk and Laughing Flavors 91. Thank you, DDC Produces. So this past weekend, thanks to JR, I went out to the PNW Powie. Poop Powie.
Scott,
show this picture.
Wow, how are those shrooms?
I was looking at it when I went over to the website, and I was like, you know, this is about. I'm like, what's it about? And they're like, well, it's about culinary mushrooms, getting mushrooms in the woods. And then you look at this picture, and we're looking at like,
yeah, you ain't gotta ask what it's about. You know what it's about. What the fuck could there be anything more trippy than that guy?
Looking at like a Johnny Five live robot looking dude wearing a raincoat with like lit up mushrooms in his brain class skull thing and glowing mushrooms on the ground. It all looks very cool with a lighthouse in the background, which on the Long Beach Peninsula, there's a couple of cool lighthouses. But this was a 4-day event, guys, and Camp Ruderalis.com. They also put on an autoflower event. And
wow, what's that? This is cool. I don't know. I'm like, I'm like flabbergasted. I'm gobsmacked. Lodging, meals, forays, workshops, speakers, and of course the safe access market. Gotta have the safe access market, man.
I can only tell you with the safe access market to use your imagination. Okay. It's a safe access market, is all I'm gonna tell you. Okay. Good times. But yeah, this included lodging. The meals were done by Chef Sebastian Carosi. Sorry if I mispronounced that. Which is a great chef. Mushrooms are incorporated into every meal. It wasn't a great picking season, strictly because of Mother Nature and the patterns of rain and or freeze or non-rain. Everybody got out and did find some mushrooms. We went to two different picking spots on the beach and in the woods, learned about identification. We came back and threw all of our stuff on a table where people would identify. Hold up on that picture. And thanks, by the way, guys. Grambo has made it so I can finally see what Scotty's seeing on your show. We can see together. But I want to encourage people. I'm revisiting Fantastic Fungi, the film. And if you could play, if you just click on this link, it'll show where it shows a little animation of the mushrooms coming up. And just this film, you can rent online for $4.99. Completely worth it to support this cause. It just blows your mind with mushrooms in general, how they grow, what they do. You know, they're the fruiting bodies of the mycorrhiza or the network under with the trees. And it's just such a cool thing. It's part of what pulled me into it. It's not just the aspect of psychedelic mushrooms and all of this, but go ahead, Scotty.
Well, they call them the third kingdom. There's plants, there's animals, and there's fungi. And they're each as different as, you know, quite different than the other.
Yeah. And I have, since this was called the Pacific Northwest Poo Powie, I had to research that word. So This word, poopowie, let me do a little narration. P-U-H-P-O-W-E-E.
It's a sound it makes when the mushrooms kick in. Poopowie. Okay, all right.
I like it. What word would you use to describe the force that propels a mushroom out of the ground? The Potawatomi Nation, a Native American tribe of the Great Plains, Upper Mississippi River, and Western Great Lakes region, do have a word for this. Poopowie. It speaks to the unseen energies that animate everything. I like that. I feel like I've seen some of the unseen energies that animate everything, and I don't know how to explain it. And that's why it's interesting to see. Of course, leave it to the natives to come up for a word for something like this with the amount of time spent in nature, but that's pretty cool.
Bro, man. Grambo, man, you want to sell? You want to buy my unseen animation project, dude?
I'm your
initial. You can't see it. It's badass animation. You can't see it, though, okay?
It's of a London Bridge.
You can if you're on shrooms.
It, being out there, though, you see out in the woods or foraging through, you really, when you're mushroom foraging, it's like the opposite of when I'm out in the woods and I'm going hiking or mountain biking. I'm out there to exercise and move and momentum. Foraging mushrooms is like slow-mo. You're like looking hard. You're digging through ground, brush. You're looking under logs. And then when you take your time and you're moving slow in nature, it's like you start to understand how this shit works. And then you start, you're like, dude, how long has it been working for? Like longer than us. Like it's mind-blowing to start thinking about. And this is another quote here. It's a conversation starter. It says, the natural world has been thriving for thousands of years. It continually grows, heals, and innovates into more effective versions of itself. Organism and ecosystems are resilient, sustainable, and efficient. Are these not, Scotty? Are these not the very things we want for our society as well? I like that, man. I mean, when you look at how some things go down.
4-day mushroom camp, huh, dude? All right, I see what's going on.
You had everybody, you had your option to do, you know, things you wanted to do at the camp. I mean, sure, some people might have been drinking a lot of orange juice one day, you know? I don't know. There's definitely, what it wasn't was people sitting around and, like, tripping out, you know, or whatever. There's plenty of people there. You know, it's more about people that are just passionate about mushrooms, whether it's medicinal, culinary, psychedelic. Right. And I'll throw it into those three categories because you can enjoy any one of them. As well as just conversation. Now throw this picture up. Conversation starting table here. Check this out, Scotty. Come into the living room.
Wow.
And this is on the table. So we got a couple jars of nice freaking homegrown that smelled so good. Shout out to Tahir. Some mushrooms in the smoke is focus jars. If you guys aren't familiar with those, they have the nice magnification and light. Sure. And then in the background, these all these capsulated mushrooms, those are all microdoses. And I didn't know. Microdoses, basically, and those are three different types there. I believe there's some penis envy, hillbilly, and as well as, I'm missing the last one off the top of my head.
When do you take the red pill and when do you take the green pill, man? That's all you got to tell me, brother. That's all I need to know.
We started off our first foray, and shout out to Carla. Carla had a workshop, and she does some other blends. It's not just, let's say, yeah, what's up?
What's a foray, man?
That's where you're going out on a foray to hunt some, you know, to hunt some mushrooms, to go mushroom gathering, Scotty. Hopefully you have your proper mushroom cutting knife as well as a basket. Please, not a bag. We don't want them to get too damaged up.
You right.
Know what I'm saying?
Can I go to a foray at the grocery store, man?
Yes, you can go to.
Can I foray to the mailbox? So. How far does this go?
I'll leave that to you, Grambo, to Google up the exact definition of foray, but I'm pretty sure I'm on point. And to get to
showing, I got it.
I don't even know how to spell foray.
Those microdoses, Scotty, back to that, were golden teachers were the other variety. And they're only 100 milligrams. And they were mixed, I believe, man, I think it was reishi turkey tail. So it was a blend. And I had one. Go ahead. You got it? What's the foray?
What's the definition? Man. Foray is completely fucked up. A sudden attack or incursion in the enemy territory, especially to obtain something, a raid. You're raiding those goddamn mushrooms, dude. You are attacking them. And I ain't going to that. You should have told me this before I signed up, man. I ain't for in shit, man.
It's okay. I got the mushroom definition. We're talking about organizing a group of people to go in the forest to look for fungi. Okay. For fungi, man. And it's a fruiting body of, like I said, the, what do they call it? The, why am I brain farting down here?
They should rethink that.
Mycorrhizal, man. The network that's under in the forest.
Mycelium.
Guys, the mycorrhizal network.
What's up? The mycelial network.
Perfect.
The hyphae. Is that what you're going to? The hyphae, was that the word, man? I can play this game.
This is the fruit of that. So why not and then go out and enjoy the fruits? There's so many ways to enjoy it. And I did get the, for the microdosing, I gave you the colors there, Scotty, because you were confusing me for a minute. But let me get back on point. I want to get into like going to the event and people you meet, because going out, that's one thing that's always cool when you're going to go do something. You're going to meet some like-minded people. You're going to meet some different people in life, and it's always valuable to change up your circle. You know, I always talk to Scotty, you know, I always talk to my other friend, like going out to meet new people and to see what life is all about for them. And it's just, it's entertaining. It's very good.
I watch new shit on YouTube, man. Nothing.
What's that?
I said, I watch new shit on YouTube. Constantly changing the channels and stuff. No, it doesn't keep me interesting, dude. All right, I'll go outside. Fine.
On the show, we talk about cannabis as medicine, or, you know, medicinal mushrooms and things out there. Sure. Feature stories. But to meet people, like, in person is super powerful. I'll start off, let's see here. This is an interesting one. This cat was there, Jeff Sebastian. I'm like, who's all coming this week and what's going on? We're doing small talk. He's like, this guy, Timothy Leonard, Tim Tyler. He's like, Tim's coming tomorrow. I'm like, what's his story? He's like, dude, he just got out, man. He did 24 years in federal prison for selling LSD, and he got out not that long ago when Obama did some of those pardons.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Holy okay. shit. That is.
I'll give you.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I'll give you a little bit of the story. Born in 68, he's American who was sentenced for life in prison for possession and distribution under LSD under the federal three strikes law. We all know how that goes. Got caught once, got caught twice, you get caught the third time, no matter what, you're done. Life in prison is a horrible law. So in August 2016, and after serving 24 years and 27 days behind bars, Tyler was granted clemency by President Barack Obama, and he was released on August 30th, 2018.
That looks like he could be your neighbor, doesn't he, man? Not for nothing. He looks like he didn't hold it against acid after 24 years. It seems like he still likes it, huh?
So what he did, which this is, you know,
fucking ankle bracelet, man. I'm sorry, dude, we're watching this. He's got an ankle bracelet on, and you know what's cool? You can still trip with an ankle bracelet, right? There's no drug test for acid, is there?
Good question.
A spinal tap, bro. They got to do a spinal tap, man. Thank you very much. Middle school.
Little history. After graduation, Tim toured the country attending Grateful Dead concerts where he sold fried dough, fruit smoothies, beer, and soda. He also consumed and sold LSD. He was first arrested in Panama City, Florida for LSD possession and release on his own recognizance. A second arrest occurred that resulted in 3 years of probation. Tyler resumed touring with the Grateful Dead and sent LSD to a friend who was arrested for marijuana possession and turned into a confidential informant.
Ah, so goes what from kind there. Of friend is that, man? Yeah, dude, the whole three strikes you're out dealing acid might be, might be something to respect, man. That's scary. The three strikes you're out was bad, man.
The three strikes you're out is bad. Are you speaking of the specifically because of the acid dealing? Because I have no problem with that.
No. What, I don't mean morally bad. I mean, as far as the government, man, trust me, I've had nice guy Kenny has had a call up his lawyer and tell him he got busted growing again. And they're just like, again? And they're like, all right, it's just growing weed in Florida. Don't worry, I'll get you out, man. If you're dealing acid and you get caught a second time, I can imagine your lawyer said, the lawyer said, don't call me a fucking third time. All right, I can't pull any miracles for you anymore. You know, so that's why Kenny's retired and now selling Recharge.
Well, some people are just, you know, and I'm not going to hold it against them. They're just not going to listen. They're just going to go to their ways. Like, fuck, man, do it. I'm going to do what I'm going to do.
I always wondered the Grateful Dead. Have you been to a show before? No. I guess it's showing my age. But yeah, I went in like 1994. I caught a couple dead shows. I was the only one where there was a riot at, which is very telling. But they're just like veggie pasta doses. Like, it's not out in the fucking open. They're slinging acid everywhere. I mean, sheets. Yeah, it's pretty out in the open. I always wondered what would happen when that went wrong.
Well, a little more here that's interesting facts. Because of, and this is like evil, because of prison prohibitions against music. I don't know if that's a program.
That has got to be.
Tyler went 20 years from the time of his initial arrest without listening to any Grateful Dead music. They're like, okay, by the way, you can't listen to any of the music you like. Except when his sister could play it for him in the limited phone time he was allocated. How shitty is that? He's like, dude, just play some Dead for me. Like, fuck.
Doesn't that seem like the opposite of what my punishment would be?
What would your punishment be?
They just play the Grateful Dead for 24 years for me, man.
Oh, Jesus. And then
a kid because I love,
dude,
okay?
Borsho does not get into politics, but I did want to highlight this. In 2013, this is before his release, Senator Rand Paul highlighted, which I believe is still current senator, highlighted Tyler's case, writing that he should have been punished for selling drugs, but he shouldn't have to spend the rest of his life in prison for it. Today, Timothy is 45 and will likely spend the rest of his life behind bars, not because a judge thought it was proper punishment, but because of an arbitrary federal law demanded it. So I do like that quote from Rand there, and hopefully that helped out. And yeah, glad Tim's out, and that was cool to have somebody there to get perspective on shit. And
wow, hang on a second. Shit, sorry. Did you still got that? Look at him in. That's in jail right there, and then out of jail, he's full on. Looks like he's at the Dead show again, you know? That just, man, Jesus, you want to talk about two lives. He had to live that. He didn't want to live that life. He got stuck living that life, man. The one life he has for 24 fucking years. Jesus, man.
Well, yeah. And we also have seen it with, who did it? The Square Grouper. Great movie, guys. Documentary as well.
Yeah, but that was cocaine, man. That cocaine ruined people's lives, man. Square Grouper was about, those were kilos of cocaine, no? It was just marijuana?
Square Grouper.
Oh, I'm thinking of...
Yeah, mainly.
I'm sorry, mainly I'm thinking of somebody else, man. Thinking of my neighbor.
I feel bad.
Flathorn? Robert?
Here we go. Robert. Yes, thank you. Robert's Flathorn. You nailed it.
I can't remember what I did last week.
He was a victim of the RICO Act, where they try to tie in shit, like these things they put together to put people away forever. Another person there I wanted to shout out to, Ian. Ian's the one that had that smoke here, bowl. And long story short, sniper, vet, a lot of, sure as a sniper in the military, injured from an IED, over in the Middle East, I believe. He's like, dude, I couldn't see it without him pointing out, but this part of his whole of his head is a big old like plate. And he's doing good. And it's just a testament to cannabis medicine. I didn't speak with him much about as far as if he is using anything, mushroom wise to.
Oh, mushrooms. Help
with different issues we had.
Yeah, dude, mushrooms have been shown to stimulate portions of the brain and help rebuild portions in the brain. It's something, Google it, man. Yell it into your phone.
No, 100%. And that was just, humbling to be, as well as a great grower, man. Great grower. I forgot the strain. It was something punch. It was so fragrant, man. Everybody there that had weed, I was like, man, I'm a good grower, but there's a lot of good growers now. Like back in the day, like there's so many people turning out the dank. I love it. You good? Can I roll on here?
I'm sorry. I was thinking about the whole good growers thing and great weed. Like I got some. Yeah, I've definitely the great weed really isn't that easy to find, though.
I can agree with you on that. Say great weed. Really good. Is pretty. I mean, it depends on who you're hanging out with, I suppose. But these cats are pretty.
But great weed still holds a premium. That's all I'm saying. Is really you can get 1 through 8, you know, or you know, whatever, any degree of pretty goddamn good weed. But and then, by the way, the stuff like this becomes like kind of unsmokable, which is, you want to talk about getting snooty, you know, but great weed is kind of, that weed is kind of there for anyone to grab. But the great weed is coveted, man. You get a bud or two. You can only get a bud or two of that Cherry Paloma, man. I'll give you a whole bag of candy jam.
I was going to shout out to Jeff and his dog, Timmy, which is South Park that ruined that name. Timmy. And also had a fighting spider, Carlos, at one time. Interesting guy. Teaching me how to clean the cockroaches of the sea. Scotty, do you know what the cockroaches of the sea are?
Cockroaches of the sea. No.
Like crabs, lobsters, shit like that. I mean, somebody had brought some fresh trapped ones in that they fully boiled. And he's like, that's not how you do it, man. You got to basically, while they're alive, take their skull cap off, rip their legs apart and shit, and then fling that nasty, like, green slime out of them. I'm like, dude, I'm like, just trust me, I've done hundreds and hundreds of them. I'm like, man, I'm like too much of a nice guy, I think.
Yeah.
Take a living crab and rip its skull cap off and start to pull it apart. You know what I mean? But he's like, first it dies. You got to hit it. He's like, first you take it and you smash it like really hard on the edge of like a chair right at its face. It's like, okay.
Man, I'll come. You asked me what cockroaches of the sea, shrimp, sea bugs, shrimp or cockroaches of the sea, man. It's my final answer.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I did find, I was like, spider fight, huh? Like, it's only legal if you don't bet on it. Or he's like, man, I had this spider Carlos every once in a while, you know? And then I was like, let's just see. Let's just Google spider fighting. And this is popular in the Philippines to play. Play this, Grambo. Check this out.
This is popular in the Philippines, man.
Two spiders going at it in the middle of a bamboo stick. And he's, I wouldn't be comfortable holding that at either
end. No. How do you bet on it, though? I mean, game. Where's the action, man? No, I'm just kidding. Whoa, man.
Believe me, both, neither spider was hurt in the filming of the spider fight. Nobody
got crabbed.
But, yeah. Anyway. That's what I'm saying, man. Meeting some cool peeps. Eugenia Bone, a very well-known author, was there. She has featured in many books. She has Fantastic Fungi, a culinary cookbook. She was featured in that film, Fantastic Fungi. And people were out picking one day, and they, I don't know the name of the mushroom, but they found
a mushroom that I saw her in Waffles and Moochie, the mushroom episode on Netflix. No, am I wrong?
I don't know. Yeah. I could be wrong.
Yeah, there you go. Waffles and Moochie, man. You see that, man? A Michelle Obama, Higher Ground Productions. Just trying to fit in, dude.
Then there's some, let's say, there were some special mushrooms in somebody's yard one day, and the crew came back, and these people are like, well, we didn't want to like hop the fence and be intrusive, like, but we really wanted these mushrooms, you know? So we like waited around and like, we don't think anybody's home, whatever. And so they like hopped the fence, gathered some mushrooms. And I'm sure this brings back stories of like, Scotty, I know you've been chased off by somebody farming with a stick or some shit before.
Dude, they took my friend. They took my friend hostage, bro. That's what happened. We got to the fucking fence and my buddy had started smoking cigarettes and he couldn't fucking make it. Mr. Soccer player in high school, 2 years after high school. Got himself a waiter job, started smoking cigarettes, drinking every night. Couldn't run a fucking half mile to save his life, okay?
Oh, God, dear held God.
Yeah, man, you'll never see me smoke cigarettes, and that's because that's all I think about, man, when I think about it. This dude, an angry farmer, caught him pit bulls, fucking threatened him and everything. And I told you the end of the story. It's great, man. They brought him back to the farmer's house, and they had all the kids cut switches, and they hit my buddy, and they go, you're a bad man. You're a bad man. And he said it was surreal weird, and then they fucking took him to the fence and told him to get out of there, man. That's pretty weird experience, right?
Well, they managed to score some of these, quote, special mushrooms. The next day, Eugenia was around, and she's like, where were these at? You know, because this season, it was pretty limited with the weather. And she's like, hey, I'm just going to go knock on their door, give them some education about why we're here, what species is in their yard, ask permission to pick them. I'm like, that's perfect. It totally worked out. They get some education.
That's awesome.
Sure, come on in and pick them. You know, you don't need to hop the fence. So shout out.
That's cool.
Eugene is a very inviting person. Very cool. Took time with everybody. Carla, you go ahead.
The only place that we ever picked them was the cow fields. They grew on the cow poop. And usually the people that ran the pasture, I'll call them cowboys or girls, sir. They didn't want you fucking with the cattle because they would get, I guess they're not supposed to get startled or whatever. I don't know. So that's why they would get pissed off. This is just out in the mainland.
Some people are just out too. This was just like a residential yard. Some people, though, you know, that own land. I almost want to say fair enough, but like, you know, stay the hell off my land.
That's what I mean.
200 acres.
Yeah.
But you're not really disturbing anything. I
got a 20 acre bamboo nursery, and I would be disturbed if I saw somebody walking through it.
Yeah. You're a little weirded out why somebody might be there. I get it. A couple more things here, buddy. We got a shout out to Carla. She did a great microdosing workout, and I didn't know about microdosing in the sense that I was taking 200 to 250 milligrams of like a golden teacher.
Right.
And like when me and my wife went to the symphony a couple weeks ago, I took actually two of those. That would have been 500 milligrams. I know that's not a microdose, but I figured 250 in a microdose, I should feel it. And Carla's like, the whole point of a microdose is you don't feel anything. And then I forgot who chimed in, is that they're like, yeah, you should be able to operate heavy machinery. We're addressing your medicinal needs here, not trying to go to the realm of like feeling nervous or anything visual. And I didn't feel anything off of her. Go ahead.
Yeah, me and a nice guy, Kenny, have been experimenting with the micro dosing as well. We have about capsules, I guess, would be maybe 0.4, 0.5 in a full capsule. You said it was 0.3, because the idea is you want to be like 0.2 of a gram or under to microdose. Am I right?
Yeah, exactly. Kinda, as far as like, not having any. Yeah. You know, I had had my wife enjoy a 250 with me, or a couple of them out recreationally, like when we went to the Vancouver Symphony, also having a few drinks and out and about. When she enjoyed a little bit at this workshop one day, totally normal day. You're not at a party. You're not out on the town. You're just hanging with people, no drinking involved.
Right.
She got in her head a little bit, and not in a completely negative way at all. But it's like, man, definitely want to say respect mushrooms, of course, as far as you don't need to trip out to have benefits or to potentially really start, you know, self-reflecting or looking at yourself.
It also depends on the mushrooms, right? Because like me and nice guy Kenny ate two of those capsules, and
totally depends on variety. There are some,
yeah. It was Saturday night, and we had to hang out with my wife's friends, and we were very engaging. I'll have you know, it was just the right amount. Like when I came home, I was able to like pay attention to the TV. Like we watched the whole movie. Dude, just two of those capsules, man. I took them at 6:30, went out and hung out and talked or whatever until midnight. Came home and watched a movie. And then my wife's watching the crime shit on, you know, on TV. And I can never watch that. I just can't stand it. And I'm like, ooh, do you think he did it? And she's like, dude, it's 3:09 in the morning. Turn that shit off. Those two little capsules lasted from 6:30 to 3:09 in the morning.
And the go around on this with the DGC, Chef Sebastian Carosi, he's part of who puts this on, but it takes a lot of the team. Actually, you know, came to a DGC throwdown in Portland, and that's how he knew of the DGC, and that's how JR Token kind of knew him and how I heard about this event. So part of me was like, I have to go. This is like the synergy, you know, like I have to go check it out. But I did want to shout out, he made excellent food all weekend for us. There's a cool picture of him holding the mushroom. And I guess I say sous chef Doyle doing some good work. When I saw Doyle, I was doing the name games, Scotty. Me and my wife were trying to do. We're just like 40 people here. How are you going to remember names?
Famous people.
We got a name like, what's that?
You got to think of a famous person, you know, like Brian Doyle Murray, Bill Murray's brother. No. And so I
didn't know whether to say it, but I went with O'Doyle Rules.
Oh, like, there you go. You got it. That's the trick, though, man. That's a person.
Sure.
He's famous.
Sure enough, somebody later on in the day was like, oh, Doyle Rules, while he was busting out some shit in the kitchen. So I'm like, all right, we're good here.
Feel a meme coming on.
Being a grower, guys, some of you are listening are growers. Even if you're not, even if you're just enjoying cooking, mushrooms are fucking cool on a lot of fronts, And yes. That cookbook I mentioned is awesome. One of the best ones out there. Eugenia Bone's Fantastic Fungi Cookbook. Do get that if you can. Very cool. I had no idea how much work goes into making a book. She's like, let me talk to you about filming or taking pictures of food. Oh my God.
Oh my God. I bet. Like, think about weed pictures, man. Think about how hard it can be to take good weed shots, man. How much money. Guru, that was like Guru's hobby. And he would just, dude, he had thousands of dollars worth of equipment to take great pictures, man. It's an art and a science.
Got news coming up here. I'll end this with, I'm sorry if I forget anybody, but shout out to meeting excellent people out there. Tom was in my 4A group there. Kimberly.
Come on, stop using that word, man. I don't like the 4A word anymore.
Kimberly, who had a different mushroom outfit every day, down to like the socks, just featured mushrooms, which was awesome.
That's funny.
What's up, Jordan? Tahir growing the dank. Jordan was like the mad chemist that, you know, literally doing like the heavy chemist work, but making me crack up. Matt and James, Donna, Joe and Jennifer, GGC, what's up, Joe? Literally knows the shows, listened to a lot of them. Tanner and everyone else there, great event. Definitely want to do it next year. And let's get into the news, Scotty. Let's get into the news because we did just have the elections and we had a couple states go. We had Maryland. This was sent in here. Geez, I forgot the GGC, sorry. But Maryland legalized recreational marijuana.
Hey, man, I just came up with one, man, for all your friends. There's always room for a friend with shrooms. How'd I do?
I like it. You did good. You did good. There's just so many ways. It used to mean what it used to mean to me. Hey, you want to do some shrooms? I'd be like, man, I don't think I got time for that shit. I don't know if I want to do that tonight.
That's how I still am with it.
Like a lot of stuff. It can still mean like, okay, you want to go deep, you know, shout out what's up to Nazi with your breakthrough dose.
I took two of those capsules though, man. I took two of those capsules. That's not fucking not a lot. I was up for 10 hours having a great time. I guess I'm not complaining.
All right. In Maryland voted to legalize recreational marijuana use Tuesday night, adding it to the growing wave of states and territories that have done so since 2012. Shout out to Colorado. First one under the initiative listed as question 4 on the ballot. Adults 21 and older will be allowed to possess, smoke, and grow marijuana. But there's some fine print to be aware of regarding how much is allowed and when Marylanders can legally smoke. I hate these things because they pass some shit and they're like, oh, starting July 2023. Now you can celebrate, but you can't enjoy any of this shit until next summer.
But it's on, man. It's got to be so hard to find, I say, a jury to convict. I guess not everything goes to jury, but just for cops to prioritize cannabis anymore, at least maybe, you know, it goes from busting people's grow houses to trying to just make sure that it's not offensive. You know, hey, look, you can't smoke here, you get a ticket. I was smoking a joint in Old Town Square a couple days ago and kind of felt like a douche a little bit. Was just making sure, you know what I mean? As long as I didn't get caught, but, you know, families walking. It was like 11 at night or whatever, but, you know, you just don't want to be offensive. I left a fucking half a joint too, by the way, in the ashtray. And then when I came out, I was like, am I too good? Just fucking grab that half a joint from the ashtray and lighten up. Turns out I wasn't.
Awesome. Yeah, I left my, probably about an eighth and a half in the hotel room of dispensary bought in Washington from Dank of America. Shout out to Dank of America.
Right on.
Because I can't cross back over the border with it. I mean, you can chance it, but like I got enough weed at home. I don't need to bring this with me.
Build a secret compartment.
Back to the article. Make sense of this for me, Scotty. Possession of more than 1.5 ounces, but less than 2.5 ounces will thereafter be punishable by a civil fine of up to 250. Right. So if you got more than an ounce and a half, but less than 2.5, you got to give the man 250 bucks so they can get their cut, is what I hear.
You got to play the game. Remember my brother, who's now a lawyer, sat me down. I was like in the 10th grade. I was getting in trouble. And he goes, Scott, you got to play the game. There's no way out of it. And so, yeah, you walk around with a gram under 1.5 ounces, you know, or Play the game. However, let's hear the rules and then we'll play.
All right. How about this? Possession of more than 2.5 ounces will be punishable up to 6 months in jail or a fine of $1,000.
Okay. So you're getting $1,000 fine and you fucked up. You didn't play by the rules and you got caught.
So it says, okay, can I smoke legally now? For most people, not yet, but there's the state's medical marijuana program remains open for Marylanders. Otherwise, you got to wait until July. Marijuana remains illegal. Currently, possession of up to 10 grams of marijuana carries a $100 civil fine. And decriminalization will be expanded to up to 1.5 ounces from January 1st to June 30th. So weird how they do this shit. This is the craziest one, Scotty. Can I grow weed at home?
Yeah.
Yes. The initiative will allow adults to grow 2 cannabis plants in their home.
Okay. So if I'm... trying to get this bill passed, and I'm talking to the attorney, and he goes, look, Scott, we got to make this as unobtrusive as possible. What can we say? And I say, dude, everyone, you can have a 2x4 tent, you can grow 2 plants, and then you can have all the cannabis that you'll need for medicine. That's something that I think we can get passed. 2 plants, I think we can get passed. You know, it's a lot different than 16 or 36 or whatever, you know? So I kind of get they got this thing passed, you know? And plus, once you're allowed to grow 2 plants, that means can they come raid you for the smell of cannabis anymore? Because it's legal. Maybe you're growing your 2 plants and it smells. So I think the law just changes the prioritization of busting growers, really changes once you're allowed to grow something.
I like that. As long as they have the ability to make some changes to it. We all know 2 plants. I hear you. You can start. I have 3 plants in my 2x4 right now, but.
You know how you can go a couple miles an hour over the speed limit. You can drive by a cop in a 40 and be going 45, maybe 47. They're not out to bust your balls. They're out to grab somebody going 60. So maybe it's the same thing. You got 4, you got 6 plants, you got 8, 10 plants. No big deal. You start lighting up a whole house, you know, doing whatever a 20 lighter equivalent to is these days. And they see it's for profit specifically and they come after you. Like I said, you just got to play the game.
So there was only looking at this map here out of time.com.
Oh, you can't trust that shit. No, I'm just kidding.
Missouri and Maryland went wrecked. Were North Dakota, South Dakota, and Arkansas said no. Popular South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem followed suit in campaign ads with warnings saying, it's not good for our kids, and it's not going to improve in our community. She also said last year she was not caught, she just straight up said, I don't think people are getting any smarter smoking marijuana. And I'm like, okay.
He said Arkansas. Yeah. You spell that Arkansas, and... I don't trust anything with Kansas ain't getting legalization. Sorry, man. That's another one. Don't you think that'll be like the one of the last states?
Kansas City, though, is. You just said anything with Kansas, but Kansas City
in Missouri, man. Not the Kansas City in Kansas. That's another one that's fucked up, man. Come on. Help me out, all right?
Can I jump into that story? Green, you got this new entertainment district to be built in Kansas City Metro featuring cannabis lounges.
Now, will you click back to that map really quick, if you would, because look who won. Missouri won, which Kansas City's in there. It's right next to Illinois. Man, I don't know a ton about Missouri, dude. You live there. Is it a really populated? I'm going to Google population of Missouri.
St. Louis and Kansas City. Those are the biggest spots there. Springfield, maybe.
6 million people. 6 million people. Now Google South Dakota. There we go. 895,000 people, man. I told you ain't nobody live there, bro.
So this story in Kansas City, it says, Besa Hospitality Group is thrilled to announce that residents living in the Kansas City metro area and central Midwest will soon have a new entertainment district along the river. Much needed concept will include a state-of-the-art amphitheater, 2 indoor entertainment venues ranging from 500 to 2,000 capacity, festival grounds, food and beverage concepts, corporate event spaces, and sites for weddings. Okay, I like this. This is looking cool. And then we also get me to the cannabis here. It's located 20 minutes from downtown Kansas. Multi-use space will provide thousands of jobs in the area of the Smoky River and host the entertainment's biggest names in music.
Now that's a
feature.
I'm just saying that's a mayor or a governor that got different information, intelligence coming from her people. Like, yo, man, this is a pro cannabis community. If you want to be popular and get reelected, get behind this shit. We want to do the Smoky River. She's like, the fucking Smoky River. Trust me, it's cool as fuck. I would go.
This is like the New York mayor, I think we featured on. I smell weed. And loving it. He's grinning.
Politics.
So a unique feature of this project is to allow legal cannabis consumption in a select few of the venues. We have an opportunity to showcase cannabis and the acceptance of cannabis in our everyday lives.
Wow.
Normalizing cannabis through hospitality, says Joey Pintozzi, Vice President work for Operations and Marketing.
He works for the government, that guy? Or the government's just approved this.
It says this is an entertainment venue first and foremost. In quotes, cannabis just happens to be part of that experience. People will be free to legally consume in some of the venues and enjoy being themselves. Instead of like when we're at concerts back in the day and you're like fucking ducking down and you're waiting, looking for the guy coming with the flashlight. You're going to get kicked out of concerts and shit and like, oh.
Barely, man. Usually, I remember I was smoking at Red Rocks, and the guy comes up to me and goes, "You can't smoke, man. You can't smoke here." And I was like, "Are you sure? Because we're at Red Rocks, man. Colorado outside." But you know what? Red Rocks is like a federal. It's on federal land. Girl. It's like a like a national park or something like that. So no, you can't smoke weed there. But almost everywhere else you can at a concert.
That was the, that was one of our DDC hangs before the screening of the Big Lebowski, I believe we went to. And we had the travel trailer out there. And a little park police guy came by and he was like, look, smoke in the trailer. That's it. Like, you can't be out. Like, this is federal. So, it's this weird fucking federal thing.
Right. Right.
All right, I'm going to give some growers love. Do we even give, let's see here, after the first news story, we got a couple to do here, Scotty. I'm going to tie a shout out to two growers love to DDC producers, man. Too Lit for You, Sunset Genetics, what's growing on? Hey, who's got a lighter? And Dabba Dabba Do, Dabba Dabba, Dabba Dabba, damn it. This who's is the Dabba show, lighter. Dabba Dabba Do.
Hey, help me out, man. White lighters are bad luck? Is that what we got going, man? My kid was telling me about that, and I was kind of confused, man.
Yellow lighters are bad luck.
Yellow lighters? Oh, yeah. I got this one. I got like a one-eyed cat cannabis lighter.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Right? I like it.
Nice.
Come on, Grambo. You want to look at some memes?
Let's check these memes out. I see some funny, good ones.
Man. It's the regular crew, man. Brack to the Future, JR. This one was just weird, man. This is what happens when you eat too many edibles, I guess, man. This is Grodents. Not Grodots, but Grodents. And it is made with rats caught by Scotty's dogs. It's got everything your plants crave, so that's cool. I don't know. I guess that's what happens when you listen to the show. On edibles, man. Nah, it's pretty funny. It's pretty warped and pretty funny. There are no rats harmed in the making of grow dots. I will say that, sir. All right. Dude, I got one for thinking, back man. I got one from JR, the little conversation starter, right? And then so I snuck the meme conversation starter in. But this is, I don't fucking know. Is it Obi-Wan Kenobi? I only seen the old Star Wars, man. Yeah, Anakin Skywalker. I don't fucking know. Anyway, some guy from Star Wars says, watching the craft cannabis community thrive while the rest of the market races to the bottom. And it's kind of what I was talking about. You can go and get cannabis anywhere and, or at any store. It's really easy to get decent cannabis. You can pay a lot of money and get some pretty good cannabis. But that craft, that super high end, whether it's I'm trying to look for those dabs. Man, we just smoked some fucking rosin today from Taking Tops. That was just it was insane, man. It was just the terpiest, gassiest thing. And you only get that, or in my opinion, it's hard to get that from a commercial product, man. Or at least you better really know what you're doing. Yeah. And by the way, Grambo, all the good shit sells out pretty goddamn quick in the dispensaries, no?
If you go to the right one, I was just talking about the race to the bottom. I go to a dispensary that does EPC. If you guys know what that is, it's like a med card for dispensaries. And you can buy a pound legally, and they have a very, very good top shelf pound, $650 out the door.
I'm down with EPC, homie.
Crazy.
And how do I get my EPC card again?
You go to a fancy medical doctor.
EPC. Anyway, I think that that high end is where is where it's at.
You know, I like it. I like it.
All right.
Give me another one.
Yeah, I think we can all identify with this. This is Checked Buttage Claim by Back to the Future again. It's the guy just celebrating. When you open your checked baggage and find a half ounce of flour and 4 grams of concentrate, you hit in there. Success. Yeah, vacation. That's awesome.
Yeah, I know J.R. Tolkien specifically had some of his shit taken, some seeds, actually. It's like one of the gray areas. Like, they're not going to like tell on us if we take it. So I don't know. I'm not going to point fingers at TSA. I don't even know if TSA does luggage, so I shouldn't even talk out my ass. Well, but
yo, TSA, you, man. You ever seen the people that work at TSA? Like, I'm not trying to be a dick, but I swear there's something going on where you go to the unemployment office and they're like, you got to get a job. And then they're like, TSA is hiring. It's, I'm serious. They're that bad.
I have seen specifically going in and out of shout out to SeaTac, man, Seattle Tacoma. I'll counter your conversation by I've seen plenty of happy TSA agents. You got to have people skills, making people laugh. I saw this one TSA agent, it was just telling a joke to everybody. He had so many jokes to the point of my God, I've heard jokes too much now. But I've seen the opposite. I've seen TSA agent lose their shit. Like basically people not following, putting things there. But yeah, I'm not going to paint with a broad brush. Like, you know, that was kind of,
no, but sometimes I'm looking and I'm just like, how they must tell them that you need to go work here. You don't get your benefits anymore. Like, it seems like that kind of quality of people, at least in South Florida. Yeah. I don't know.
I wonder how you might be depending on the individual. Like I said, you're dealing with people for like, what, an 8-hour shift? Constantly, people. Like,
these aren't professionals, man. A little bit. Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to Google the minimum requirements.
What's your best of social media here?
This is just shit that I love to laugh at. I don't know how I find these, but Grambo, do me a favor. Play this if you would, man. This is just plain weird, man. Wow, come on, what the fuck? It's just this guy just,
whoa,
he's just got coolers, like, I don't know, is that 100 coolers, like styrofoam coolers, or are they just styrofoam blocks? Wow, is that what they build houses out of in China? I don't know, trippy, man. Dude, we're screwed, man.
The best I'll say, Scotty's social media I've liked so far. If you guys missed it on the show, just go on YouTube and search for the trampoline staircase guy. That shit was so cool. I really love that one, man. So I'm glad to get this stuff in my feed. It's kind of the AMS, ASMR, is that what you say, no, type shit?
No, ASMR is, I actually had to explain what ASMR was to somebody, and I felt really dumb doing it. But it's just like when somebody taps their fingers on the microphone. Ready? You want to hear some ASMR, man? Oh, you like that? Isn't that soothing?
As much as you're mocking it, I bet it literally is. It's actually not the worst sound.
Oh, good work. Good work. I'm going to call the show a wrap, guys. Thank you for hanging out, DDC. We got some DDC, some more, a few more shout outs to the producers, please, to end the show here. I want to give it up. Hang with me here, Scotty, to I Heart Shark and Wake and Bait. What's going on? Who you got?
Come on, big Packer fan here, okay? And don't forget Anakin Skywalker. Doesn't he battle Jabba the Terps? Remember Jabba the Terps, man? The Princess Leia.
I remember Jabba the Hutt. I did think it was pretty cool. He had Princess Leia like all chained up, right?
Ooh,
like
it was yes, just like, he did. Yes, he did. Oh, that Jabba. He's so bad.
Right on, guys. GDC, stay higher. Until next time, we'll be coming at you.
Hey, take her easy, dude.
Some people love to blaze up the tank. Yeah, we get high before noon. And when the boss man says to take a little break, that means.